The research sections I was describing each consisted of a manager, assistant manager, and about 8 to 10 designers in each section, and about 6 or 8 test fitters, each employed on their specialty machine. In my own section, I'd got George Barton as chief designer and Phil Reeder as assistant manager, and got a good team of capable designers and a good group of test fitters. The test fitter's role was to build the machine of the new design and then to take it to a shoe factory to test it. I won't try and enumerate all the jobs because it will take a long time to do that, but we did between us a new machine, a new automatic machine, which was first shown at an exhibition in Leipzig, Germany. And there it won the gold medal for originality or whatever measure they were judging machines by. Unfortunately, looking closely at the gold medal now, I find it's gold-plated and not solid gold. A bit later on, a year or two later on, around about 1979, the managing director asked me to be president of the Quarter Century Club. The Quarter Century Club had been running ever since the Bennions had founded it in about 1924, 1928. And what they did, after 25 years service, you got £100 gift. That was started, as I said, in about 1928. The gift remained at £100 until I got it in about probably in the early 70s or something like that. The general idea was each year there was a dinner of quarter century members. It was often meant that at least 1,500 people sat down together to a dinner. For many years it had been held at what do you call it?
Granby Hall.
Granby Hall. In my year it moved from Granby Hall because they were going to pull Granby Halls down. It moved to De Montfort Hall, and it presented a little difficulty because all of the floor at Granby Halls is not flat, it slopes. So it meant that we had to have the top table on the stage and use the flat part of the hall for the rest of the diners. That was fairly successful, and at the end of my period, I handed over to Tom White as president. I carried on working as manager of the lasting machinery development for another few years when I was promoted to technical manager. And that meant I left the research department, and as technical manager, I became responsible for the works drawing office, the tool office, and the time setting office, and all of the company technical function outside the research department. And at the same time, I was appointed to the board of management. That is to say, I had all the privileges that the directors had, but I was not a director of the company, I was board of management. And along with me, there was a colleague appointed at the same time, Tim Watts, and he was appointed production manager. And I probably served in that job for about 4 years until my own retirement in 1981. And at